This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show. As we continue to roll on, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel on The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday, which means we just got done with Monday Night Football, amongst other things.
A couple of tweets and texts to get to, and then we'll get to some of that. Somebody said, should we have overpaid for Nate Solder? No.
No, look at what he's right doing now, with the Giants.
But at the time, that was the move. But...
Well, let me throw it to you this way, guys.
Look, if the Texans would have gone out and got Nate Solder, then you're like, yes, they finally tried to get better at the offensive line. Sometimes you can't predict when a player's going to fall off or have a bad year. That's just going
to
happen.
Let me phrase this to you this way then, right? What, regardless of going out and paying for him and what he looks like now, would he have been better in whatever state he's in than what they have right now?
Yes.
Then they should have done it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There you go.
Barry, let me know and the other listeners know where to go to protest against Nintendo until they remove Trump's peen from the game. That's true.
Wow.
The mushroom thing? That's weird. The Patriot way doesn't fix people, Nick. Ask Aaron Hernandez.
The what does it fix? What is
the Patriots way?
Oh, yeah.
Touche on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Top three rappers in order from Houston. Chamillionaire, Slim Thug, Paul Wall. That was from Barbecue Wade. Wade, what are you, 12 years old?
He got grilled.
How on...
That is grills. He's got grills.
That's what you did. Barbecue Wade got grilled.
Grills.
How do you not... have the Ghetto Boys or UGK or at least Scarface and Bun B or how, what?
I mean, Slim Thug, he's a Houston guy for sure.
Yeah?
He's a good follow on Instagram too.
Okay.
I wouldn't put him as number one.
I would actually have Zero. Have you seen how many albums Zero has released? The amount of good music that dude has produced is vastly underrated by most people that don't know hip hop well enough, because his output, ridiculous. And it's good music. It's not like he's just throwing out songs that suck. I mean, he's put out a lot of good songs, a lot of good material. Zero is vastly underrated.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. Can GM Brian Gain change his loyalty if he wants Bill gone? That's from Dustin.
Well, he's got to booty up with McNair first, right?
The big thing with that is...
Who's loyal to who now? Is GM...
How bad do you want to keep your job?
Is McNair loyal to Bill O'Brien? Is he loyal to Gain, or is Bill O'Brien the one that's being loyal to McNair? I don't know how this. It's just,
I don't know how
crazy.
It's always been
a really weird dynamic anyway. But now that Rick's out of the picture, a lot of people think he's going to be back in, which I don't see happening. But now that Rick's out and Bill helped pick Brian Gain, the loyalty thing is weird, right? Because you still have to be there for your owner. If you're not going to be loyal and dedicated to your owner, you're not going to have a job.
Right.
But if you turn your back on Billy O, that's the real question. Will that also lead to you not having a job? Or will the owner see through it and go, look, I like what you've been able to do, and regardless of whether you believe in Billy O or not, at least what you've been able to do has shown me enough that I'll back you even if you don't back the head coach.
It's like a soap opera. It's just so confusing trying to keep up with all that. All right, another text from the text line. Who gets the owner's position when McNair dies? And then they added, shouldn't be long now. That's not nice. That's not nice at all. I'm pretty sure it's Cal.
It's Cal.
Yeah, Cal is going to, Cal McNair will be the owner. So
and
I
then
have
he'll
no
have to
idea.
Speak.
Yeah.
He doesn't exactly like.
Exude confidence.
Yeah, he doesn't exactly like to be grilled, put on the spot, or talk. Publicly,
well,
about
we'll
him.
Find out. So. Barbecue Wade checked back in and said, Ghetto Boys, what are you, 50? Oh, wait. No, I'm 44, Wade. Shut your mouth, youngster. Ghetto Boys are a national treasure, Wade.
You are correct.
You
sir.
And your stupid.
He is 50 years old.
You shut up. You and your dumb
51
chameleonaire. Paul Wall and Chameleonaire are your best rappers ever.
Put some respect on Paul Wall's name.
That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Yeah, there wouldn't be a Paul Wall Chameleonaire if it wasn't for the Ghetto Boys. Get out of here, Wade. Calling me 50? Old.
I mean, I'm like 65.
That's funny. And he goes, yes, I four-dotted you. He put four dots in his ellipsis. He knows I hate that.
Yeah, he did that intentionally. That's a suspect, though. God, that's a loyal suspect.
Yeah, for sure. All right, couple of tweets, and we'll keep it rolling. We'll talk some Monday Night Football. Amos said, as a lifelong Saints fan, I laugh when I hear Texans fans bitching about bad coaches and bad players. I'd be like, dude, you have no idea.
I'm with you because I told you guys, I endured 20-plus years of no playoffs and no light at the end of the tunnel for the Packers, too, when I was growing up. So the big thing is, everybody's saying McCarthy's on the hot seat or he could go this year. Be careful what you wish for because you've got to be able to find the next McVay, McDermott, you know, guys that can step in and be the next. Because remember, when McCarthy went to Green Bay, the guy that they turned down to get him was Sean Payton.
Oh, nice.
So at least you know that they know the right candidates to bring in, as opposed to certain franchises that see players Texans. That make an offense but give the credit to the coordinator only to find out when you make him the head coach.
Nah, yeah.
Not so much.
Maybe he was better because Tom Brady was his quarterback.
Did that ever happen in Houston?
I don't know. Now? But I'll see your Saints and 20 years of Packers sadness. Yeah. And raise you an Oilers lifelong fan.
Yeah.
So, I believe me, Amos, I understand where you're coming from. All right, Josh Rapp called us out.
Uh-oh.
He said, this seems a touch hypocritical. You're saying that McNair is the choir boy for not hiring the, quote, questionable character players, but then the minute a player gets accused of something, they shouldn't be allowed to play. No. Mm-mm. That's not.
There's some things that are not acceptable, Josh Rapp, like domestic abuse, and murder and stuff like that.
Like
but
a guy,
for example, like Kendrick,
insider trading,
all good.
Guess who doesn't?
I'll
care?
Hire him in a heartbeat.
This guy,
I'm with you.
Don't
Greg Hardy?
Do not care.
I care. Greg Hardy, we all should care. Kendrick, don't care.
Do insider not care that he's facing jail time for insider trading. Do not care one
like,
bit.
Like, don't draft a guy because he traded gear for tattoos or something like that. Or don't care.
Yeah, or smoked weed. Or, like, the Texans would have never considered going and getting Josh Gordon. Never in a million years would that ever have been a consideration for them.
But don't draft him.
Why? Oh, because he smokes weed. Oh, well, my God, it's only legal in half the states in this country now.
Don't draft him. Just don't draft him in the third, fourth, and fifth round and then find out they're going to smoke weed on a team trip in a hotel before a game. That's where that would be a negative.
Yeah, that's
Rick Smith.
Okay. That's when it's a case by case situation. I mean, there's some cases you just don't even adhere to it, you know? And that's why Urban Meyer was in such big trouble for a while before he got suspended for 2 days because they want to know how much knowledge he had regarding domestic abuse. Those are the type of things that you avoid. But anything else, no.
Boom Boom said Slim Thug is an a-hole. In person.
I saw that tweet.
Unless you have a Virginia. JJ. Yeah. I met him a couple years ago, and he expected free stuff.
Slim Thug expected free stuff?
That's what he said in his tweet. That's Boom Boom's words, not mine. I don't know
that I'm
Slim Thug.
It.
Yeah, I don't know Slim Thug, and I'm also not doubting that a celebrity would expect free things.
Right.
Or the JJ part.
Believe me, I know that.
Yeah, I was going to say. Although, here's the thing, and I with this job that I have now, I look at it a little bit different. I'm not going to lie. Because some days you have a bad day.
Yeah.
And someone meets you and then you're just not in the mood, right? And it happened to be the one and only time that person's ever met you and you're in a bad mood and maybe you're grumpy or, you know, and then now forever that person thinks that you're an a-hole and they're going to tell everyone they know that you're an a-hole. Because of one day or one meeting. And a lot of times we don't give celebrities enough credit because, you know, let's say that a guy sits around and signs autographs for an hour. If you waited in line for an hour and there's still another line, you know, to go, and he says, look, I got to go. Now, you didn't sign my autograph. You're a dick. I mean, I kind of feel that. Not that people are asking for my autograph, but I'm just saying I get that perspective on it now.
They're asking for your koozies.
They actually do ask me to sign those.
Oh.
Do they really?
They just want them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've had more than several occasions where people
that's why you sign autographs.
My shirts and stuff like that, they want me to sign them. Cause I think people just look at it as you never know.
Your drawers. That's why you got to wash
drawers,
them.
No.
You got to wash them because you get all that Sharpie all over.
Francisco said, I'm with Barry on the Ghetto Boys. Thank you, Francisco. And Hip Hop Hercules said, Fat Pat would have been the best Houston rapper, but I'd say zero. He's put out the most quality content.
I'm a Pat fan. You know that. Fat Pat. Good stuff.
Yeah. You're a big fan of Bushwick Bill, too.
That bushwhacker. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects on a Tuesday. We'll hopefully have a theme for you on Way Back Wednesday by the end of the show. We'll get to some Monday Night Football. We'll get to some Astros. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, why don't you join us? Give us a shout. Let us know what you want to talk about. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, knee deep, hour number two, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Tuesday. Barry, Nick, and Joel here. Been talking about a lot of stuff, but we still got more to get to, including Monday Night Football, which wasn't a great game, no. But by any means. But it did point out that one team on one side of the ball, pretty good. Pretty improved when you trade for a guy like Khalil Mack.
I was going to say, it also pointed out John Gruden's an idiot at this point.
Man, and Reggie McKenzie. Don't goodness let him gracious out the GM of the Raiders. But both those guys?
Yeah, dumb. Yeah. By the way, Jared Callahan and everyone else, stop sending me the fun fact that UGK is from Port Arthur. I understand that. I was around in high school when UGK broke. I know where they're from. We've adopted UGK as Houston because there's no one around there to adopt them in Port Arthur. No one cares about Port Arthur like that. Like, no one goes, hey, who's your top five rappers in Port Arthur history? No one does. No one asks that question.
They don't?
No. UGK is Houston, okay? That'd be like saying that the Ghetto Boys, did you know Rap-A-Lot was actually up in Cypress, Texas? Who's saying that? No one's saying that. Port Arthur, Houston, it's the area. UGK is Houston. All right?
He says so. That's it. Stop it.
Stop it. But I do agree with you. Scarface, Zero, and Hawk are all good choices. Hawk, also underrated.
Hawk Security?
No. Chef Ed Brown said, Paul Wall, Chameleonaire, not even top five at Swisher House.
Wow.
Ghetto Boys, UGK, A-Ball, and MJG are the best. I'm not going to disagree with that either. A-Ball and MJG never get love. All right. So, yeah, you can send us your top rapper. We just wanted one, and everybody's doing like five. Just your one, your top Houston rapper. White Magic said, everyone forgets Travis Scott is a Houston rapper. Right, rightfully so.
I'd like to.
Yeah. I'm not a Travis Scott
fan. I'm not either.
I tried to listen to him and give him the benefit of the doubt. That's what it sounds like to me. It's just I can't do it. It's depressing. Why is rap so depressing? I want to at least go back to when it was angry. At least rap when it was angry, the Afrocentric angry movement was at least enjoyable to listen to. This is sad. Sometimes when I listen to hip hop, I want to just like turn the lights off and cry. Life I cannot change. It is deep off in the main. Eminent. That's horrible. What was that?
That was Travis Scott.
I know. That was Travis Scott. That was rap. That is hip hop today. This is hip hop right here. Play it. Do it. Drop the top.
Pop it. Let it bang. I don't know if it's clean. I don't want to keep.
And then I wish you would just compare that to, you know, UGK or the Ghetto Boys. Like, mind playing like, tricks like, on me.
To me, I mean, I know I'm going to sound old too, but like the Eminem album that just dropped.
You know what you did.
I saw that too. But the Eminem album that people are actually criticizing, which to me, even if it's not a banger, if it's not something you want to hear at the club, like those bars. They're insane. Mm-hmm. Like, stop it. Like, I don't care if you don't like Eminem anymore. You cannot talk to me about his lyrics anymore. I just do not care.
I'm done defending.
I don't know if I should. You shouldn't have to defend Eminem, but no. I'm done.
No. If people are being critical of it because it doesn't fit today's format. It doesn't fit what they look for in a rapper.
I don't
now
hate Travis it's Scott old school. As much as you do, but
not
the
fan.
People that are knocking Eminem.
I'm not going to use the word hate. I'm just not a fan.
I hate something right now, but it ain't Travis Scott.
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Are you
a fan, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, all these new artists have kind of grown on me now, man. Lil Yachty, Travis Scott has kind of grown on me. Who's another one that's kind of grown on me? 21 Savage, believe it or not, has grown on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them.
Somebody said, I'll see your Saints, Packers, lifelong Houston fan, and raise you a Browns fan. Oh, he ripped
one. That's why. Because it's obvious. Your voice changed. We know what happened. Joel ripped one? Or was it Barry?
I didn't even know what he was talking about.
I didn't know what he was talking about, and then he clenched his nose. So let's just get out. Let's just get this.
Nope. Yep. I was going to wait.
I'm bringing it up. Nope, I'm bringing it up on the air right now. What happened? Who farted?
I think he pooped his pants. Really do.
So, Joel, you farted.
I can verify I did not poop my pants.
Can you verify that you farted or not?
I can neither confirm or deny. I can neither confirm or deny. It's been so long that I don't know. It's
best part of being in the control room.
It is so bad in here right now. I can't even see.
Come on.
Bro. Oh, my God. If my cat was here, it would try to cover you up.
Reach out and
if
touch.
My cat was here, it would be trying to bury you like it was in a litter box. Wow.
If your cat was here, you'd have more problems than that.
Oh.
Well, we know where Joel's going at 225.
No, I'm good.
He's going to take one of his
3 minutes during the commercial break.
I'm good.
Oh, my God.
It's not like that.
Man, you got to warn a brother. If you're going to do that, be like, hey.
I can't tell if Barry's exaggerating right now.
It's really, I smell nothing in here right now.
That's because you farted.
Well, that was a while ago.
No one farts and then just like,
I smell it over here.
No one's ever farted and been like, boy, I really hate me right now. Everybody's like, that wasn't bad, actually. I'm kind of proud of that. Everyone farts.
I thought about OU Mike. He was like, boomer sooner.
Dude.
Take that.
There's room in the studio. It's not like you guys are in an elevator. Is it that bad, Barry?
It isn't. No. He's over-exaggerated.
No. Really?
Over here, there's nothing.
Come in here. Right now. Hell, you don't need to know. I'm not going
to
curse.
I've got things
walk
to do on
here.
This side.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm behind the glass
that's
for a reason, sir.
If it wasn't bad, I would not have made a big deal out of it. Okay. I'm telling you, he has a dead body inside of his body, and he's just slowly... I will. Somebody said, I'll see your. Oh, we lost on this, Joel.
Okay.
I'll see your Saints, Packers, and Houston Oilers fans and raise you a lifelong Browns fan. You win.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
You win. Yeah. We've got
plus
nothing
your uniforms suck.
Really?
I hate them.
Oh, my God. I love them.
Too plain.
It's the only good thing about the Browns right now is their uniforms.
The new ones?
Yes.
New ones are better.
I love it. Like the Browns down the pants and the stripe and stuff like that. I love that.
I just the helmets and everything. I'm never a fan because
I appreciate
too,
the solid.
I do too.
Are they still going with the
I
solid like
helmets? No. You got the stripes. You get the stripes.
Yeah,
that was their whole thing.
Okay,
by making the team. So they're all just solid orange until the regular season, and then they get the stripes.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
I do like the uniforms. Speaking of that, can we give a little credit to Tennessee? I dug the new look
with the blue helmets.
Yeah, I really like it. I think that their new unis are pretty sharp. I like them. Oh my God, I'm getting old. I just said something looks sharp. That's such an old man thing to say. What? Those slacks look sharp.
What are you, like 50?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say the same thing when you called it hippie lettuce yesterday.
Hippie lettuce?
Yeah.
But I said it was the devil's lettuce.
Well, you said hippie lettuce.
No,
you say hippie lettuce, too.
I said the devil's lettuce.
That's pretty old, too.
I mean, it's tongue in cheek.
No.
Yeah.
You meant to say it like
I think Nick's right that no young people would understand the devil's lettuce.
It's tongue in cheek.
You've never called it hippie lettuce on this
show? I've probably said hippie lettuce. No. I've said a lot of things.
You're 50.
I mean, I'm 44, but...
No, I'm just picking. When you said it the first time, I honestly was shocked. I was like, really? Does anybody even call it that anymore? I really didn't know.
But I was saying it as a joke.
The hippie lettuce part or the...
Devil's lettuce.
That was, I know. Hippie lettuce, no. Okay.
I mean, I don't call it hippie lettuce all the time as a joke.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, why don't you just go back to pooping yourself? And
you want me to do now?
You, young man.
You
no.
You want to go now?
No.
Well, then don't tempt me.
Go now because it's a break
me.
And
no,
I can
leave. I don't have to go anywhere. I mean, I don't
That's
have to go
That's just uncalled for. You can't be doing that in this confined space like this. I hate you.
Well, when you had the old table, you guys were sitting across from each other.
It doesn't matter.
With
this
a little
is
bit
not
of distance.
A big room. This is not a big room to be... doing that. Okay, well. Oh my God.
Hey, it's halftime. What do you know?
Hey, look at that.
Plenty more of the show coming up right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Closing time.
I hear that.
You
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Barry, tell us how it goes.
How what goes?
We're starting the second half of the show.
Oh, put 90 in your front and put 90 in the rear.
No.
No?
Why do you sound like you're with Charlie Polillo in Alabama or wherever he is?
What is wrong with this microphone holder? I would love to be able to go back to the studio.
Why are you in there, Barry?
Why do you think I'm in here, Joel?
Well, because I know that you are very affectionate toward Nick.
You pointed one at me and shot it at me.
I know you're very affectionate with Nick. I just didn't think that it was so affectionate that you couldn't be without him for the length of a show.
You pointed it at me. You fired shots.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I just know that there's 90 in the books and 90 still to go in the big show, and you're not in here, and it feels a little, well, naked. All we need is Nora right now to go,
By the way, somebody texted the show and said Rap died when Tupac and Biggie died. And I would agree with that.
Wait, Josh Rapp's not alive?
Stop it.
Oh.
Which one of these fades down the music, man? Wait, watch this professional fade.
Let me hear it.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh, that was really professional. Way to go, Trey. Come on back in here.
Hot. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Professional fade down.
Yeah, I got to do better. I just got to do better.
That's not my job.
Look at that. That was smooth.
Smoother than goose poop through a tin horn, buddy. Way to go.
That is.
All right.
Is it safe to come back in there now?
It was never unsafe, by the way. Over-exaggerator. All right. So we've already had some fun on this show. Plenty more still to be had. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, do us up on Twitter where we do check our tweets as well. But the text messages have been rolling on in today.
Indeed. Hey, I also want to remind the folks, if you want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season, easy peasy, play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple of weeks, doesn't matter. If you've got it all figured out, you can even lock in your whole season right now and then forget about it. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a free night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country. Summer travel is better than ever at Red Roof Inn. The summer, earn a free night stay by staying three separate times at a Red Roof Inn. Get in on that. It's fun. I looked up, they have, when you go to sign in on the Pick'ems, they show who's in the lead.
Yeah.
Guess whose face is on the front there?
Boy, you are the biggest self-promoter in the
history. Boy, oh boy, look at that. What? Guess who's ranked overall? 34th.
Is that the ones that we're doing with AJ, or is that
No, this is the this picks. Is the Gal Media online Pick'em. 34th place.
Is mine even registering?
No, it doesn't show. It does have Fred beating me, though. He's 17th.
But, I mean, I don't know from week to week if it's signed up right. I asked everybody here. I don't know. I still pick the games.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Have you logged in to look?
I can.
I mean, are we even in a group?
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't find the group. So.
Let's see. My groups. I'll look. I'll try to find it. I won't do that online. But yeah, get in that Pick'em. It's fun. It's a good time, and you can win prizes.
So you're out Friday?
I am. So I am.
You're headlining, huh? That's big.
Yeah,
time stuff.
And guess where I get to stay at? Red Roof Inn.
At the Red Roof.
Yeah. I was worried about that. So they said, hey, I don't know what happened. They didn't tell me what happened with Mo. I was really looking forward to featuring Ammer.
Yeah. Yep.
But I don't know what happened. But they said, hey, Barry, can you headline all this week? Yes. Absolutely. So I'll be headlining the River Center Improv all week.
Nick, you got Jerry Roach's number?
And oh.
Funnier comedian.
Get a real comedian that's been a headliner more than a few times. Let's get him on Friday.
You guys suck.
I'm sure he would love to become on the show.
He had a good time. We all had a good time.
Yeah, he's a great dude. I'll be doing the show tomorrow. I'll be doing the show tomorrow and Thursday, but since y'all are on remote on Friday, I won't be doing the show. So you're going to have to find somebody to replace me. Good luck with that.
We've got some options.
Like Beyonce says, I'm irreplaceable.
According to who? Your wife just owned you in the living room.
My wife owned my body.
So I'm like, according to who?
I'm pretty much out. You want to take this call? Is it ready?
Sure.
It is ready.
Let's go to Aggie Joe, who wants to change gears here and talk Rockets for a moment. Aggie Joe, what's up?
How's it going, fellas? Yeah, I just wanted to ask, with Jeff Gizdelic retiring, that defense was really important for us last year. So I'm wondering who would they possibly replace him with? And I'm kind of wondering if your buddy, Mario Ellie, might be available. And would he even be interested? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Great question, Joe.
Appreciate the call, Joe.
He is in China currently with Gerald Green. And I threw it out to him. And he's not sure he's going to go back into coaching, but he said no one had approached him yet. I thought it was also a great opportunity for him. Because, listen, we touched on it at the end of the show yesterday. This is a big deal, people. Barry and I have harped on it all offseason. You lost two of your five best defenders. You didn't really replace them. But at least you had the system in place. And you had a coach that you don't have to worry about trusting, believing in, or buying into the system because they know him, they trust him, they love him. Now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge issue. So now you've lost two of your five best defenders, and you've lost the guru of the defense that, oh, by the way, and you can read it all on SportsMap. I wrote the article on Sunday night. But the fact of the matter is, if you just want the short and nasty version, before Jeff Bezdelic became the defensive coordinator for the Houston Rockets, they were dead last in rebounding. They were in the high 20s in terms of overall team defense. Over a two-year span, they went from middle of the pack the first year to sixth overall in the league a year ago. All right? And rebounding-wise, they were the third-best rebounding team in the league. Don't tell me they're not going to miss this guy. And the timing to me is very, very strange because he went to the Bahamas with the rest of them. He did the bonding thing. Let's not forget a few things here. One, if you want a replacement for him, time's running short, kids. You got 7 days till the start of media day and training camp. That's not enough time normally to find a laundry list of coaching candidates that are available to do the defensive things that he did and not be a head coach. All right. Secondly, we're forgetting that Jeff Bezdelic was the first coach Carmelo Anthony ever had, and it all went to crap the next year, and he was fired very quickly. In my mind, call me crazy, I feel like at 65 years old, he said to himself, I've seen this rodeo before. Mm-hmm. Before I get on and ride, I'm going to see if there's changes that have been made, if this guy's different now, if he really does want to win, if he wants to do the things that he says he wants to do. And after going to the Bahamas and coming back, he went, I'm too old for this.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you can't just make the outright assumption or, declare that that was the case. But where there's smoke, there's fire.
Correct.
And it's pretty suspicious that he would go down there with the team, come back and be like, yeah, this ain't for me, given the history as well.
You make a great point, because here's a guy that's been a head coach in college. He's been a head coach in the pros. He's been a longtime assistant. He's a workaholic. But one thing that more than anything else you know about Jeff Bezdelic is he's a classy guy. If you're going to leave your employer and leave your head coach who brought you in Mike D'Antoni, you're not going to do it 7 days before training camp starts.
Nope.
You're going to do it midsummer, and go, you know what, man? I've really missed my family. I've been doing this a long time. I'm not getting any younger, and I really need to spend some time with my kids and my wife and do some things differently. I've been there, done that enough. But to do it when he did it just sends up a whole bunch of red flags for me.
I agree. I totally agree.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because the other thing that we know for sure is we know two guys in that locker room are completely on board with Carmelo Anthony, and that's it. Now, Gerald Green is open to it. He said he was open to it. But the two guys that are his buddies that really wanted him, that pushed for him, that had to have him, were James and Chris.
But do you think some of those there can also be some that are neutral?
True.
Like
we
I
don't know
like,
exactly who's with and
exactly.
who's not with Carmelo.
I feel like
all.
A guy like Capella might just be like, yeah, whatever. I just want to play. I don't care who's the power
I agree
forward.
That there's some neutrality as yeah. well. But I think that there are going to be guys that are going to have to change their role and their game to fit Carmelo, and it's just going to be interesting to see if they're going to be open to that.
Yeah, but I think you have to be careful of not saying that it's 2 versus 10.
I just know that there's two guys for sure that wanted him. I didn't hear a whole bunch of other guys clamoring to say, I want Carmelo Anthony in Houston.
Okay. That's fair enough.
And I'll tell you one guy to keep an eye on. One guy thinks that they didn't need Carmelo Anthony because they already had enough scoring punch without Carmelo Anthony, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Gordon.
Okay. A shooting guard worried about a power forward?
I just think
forward?
Minutes. I think the ability to have the open
Eric
to get
a point
the shots.
Guard. He comes in as a play. He runs the offense sometimes as a point guard.
Sometimes. He's a versatile guard, right? He's a combo guard because he can do it all for you. Yeah. And he can score points.
He's not going to get impacted by Carmelo.
He's a contract year, too. So if his numbers go down, that's going to affect the money that's going up. So I think there's a guy to keep an eye on in terms of a guy that thinks, you know, in a year that's very, very important to him. I don't it's just interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
things to keep an eye on with training camp.
It is interesting that he made that move considering Carmelo. I mean, I think, aren't we all going into this saying this is a one-year gamble with Carmelo Anthony and that if this doesn't work, that they're probably going to move on? Are we going into this?
They can do it during the season because it's only 2.4 mil, right?
Right, but they can also not do anything in the middle of the season and not give him anything and just let it go.
But Nick, I'm here. This is what I'm bringing this up for to keep an eye on. I'm not trying to poop on anybody's parade or rain or doing otherwise, but I'm telling you all to keep an eye on this simply because we say it's just 2.4 mil and you say, you know, they don't even have to do it this year. They could hold through the whole year. You can't hold this thing through a full year if it means jeopardizing the rest of the guys on this roster, any of them that are key rotational players. You
and if
can't
he's sucking
have it
through,
negatively affect a Clint Capella.
So if he's having a year like he had at OKC through the first half of the season, you it's a bad move to not re-sign him or to not give him a deal in the middle of the season?
Who?
Carmelo.
Oh, yeah.
If he's crap in the bed.
You want a Bill O'Brien?
Through the first half
you want
of the
another
season?
Bill O'Brien situation? You want to give him an extension in the middle of a year where he's crap in the bed?
No. So just if he's crap in the bed, let him crap the bed on the bench for the remainder of the season and don't re-sign
not
him.
If he's blowing your locker room up. Not if he's blowing your locker room up and he's causing a strain on the rest of the guys in that locker room. If it's just...
Yeah, I think once it starts affecting the chemistry, then you have to really...
It's up to Chris Paul and James Harden to nip that in the butt.
Yeah, right? But if it does affect your chemistry, you have to step in as a coach and as a GM and make a decision on
it. I think the other thing is Mike D'Antoni had the opportunity to kind of defer all the defensive questions to Bezdelic. And
no
I think that's
it.
Something he's going to miss for sure.
Yep.
And he did mention that this wasn't an ideal situation for the Houston Rockets. Even D'Antoni has mentioned that.
But he said the guys know the system. Everything's going to stay in place. It's going to be fine. So he's, of course, downplaying it because he's supposed to. He's the head coach. But you and I were talking about this yesterday and off air. And the one thing that I said is from the day that Mike D'Antoni set foot in this city to take the head coaching job, he made it very clear if you guys have questions or comments about the defense, Jeff Bezdelic's right there. He got as far away from it as he possibly could because he knew it was a huge issue coming in. And it wasn't ever an issue once he got here because Bezdelic did his job.
Yeah.
So it's a big loss.
There you go. There
All
you
right, have it. So we're going to continue to roll on. If you guys want to chime in on any more of that, we appreciate the call and the Rockets' love.
On the other side, I think we have some breaking news.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll stick around
for
that.
Let's get to that as well.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects at ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, Nick Sciarra, all here with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over.
Well, Joel's dropping a deuce right now.
Is the Blitz back in studio today?
I do not know. I'd have to ask John to find out.
Yeah,
let's
find out. Let's find out. A couple of things before we get to this breaking news, because this news is important. I'm glad you guys held through the break. It's very important, but I got a couple things I want to get out of the way. Chris He said, as for the team and Carmelo, I'd have to imagine that P.J. Tucker is going to have a hard time accepting Carmelo. P.J. gives 100% every single minute, and I could see him and Chris playing
He's a guy that's been on record saying he's okay with Carmelo.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's fake, and he's just saying it for the media.
But he's the guy on record. I would think. Yeah, P.J. Tucker's a guy I would think that would have had a problem with Carmelo. And then Christian Gonzalez tweeted us and said, hey, guys, what's up? To the funniest and best sports show in Houston. Thanks, Christian. We love you. He said, I have a fantasy question, which I don't usually give responses to. I don't answer fantasy questions. But he did ask all three of us, and he said, I have a fantasy question. I have Todd Gurley, and I was offered Gronk. Should I accept the trade? Joel sent him three exclamation marks behind a capitalized no. And Lenny, being an a-hole, said, you should quit playing fantasy if you have to ask that question. I mean, you don't know what his roster looks like, Lenny.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got three running backs, and he's got a plethora, and he's weak at tight end because he had Olsen. You don't know.
A plethora.
Yeah. See? Another old man word for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Breaking news. Sesame Street writer confirms what we knew all along about Bert and Ernie. They're gay. Mark Saltzman, who joined the show in 1984, said that the two puppets are a gay couple and their relationship is a reflection of his partnership with film editor Arnold Glassman. I was Ernie. I look more Bertish. And Arnold, as a film editor, if you thought of Bert with a job in the world, wouldn't that be perfect? Bert with his paper clips and organization, and I was the jokester. The two puppets have been living together as roommates at 123 Sesame Street for the past 49 years. That's a long time to be having the... Never mind. But slept in separate beds, according to footage shared by TMZ. Bert and Ernie have been considered icons in the LGBTQ community for years, but Saltzman said he didn't write their same-sex relationship with an agenda, rather drawing from his own experiences. There you go.
Ernie, those aren't finger puppets.
You knew all along, right, Barry?
I had no idea. No, I wasn't a big Sesame Street fan. But didn't they both wear rainbow-colored clothes?
Striped.
Okay. So not rainbow.
No.
Okay. Well.
Was that a thing back then?
One of them, I mean, was it?
See, that's what I don't know.
I don't know if I'm buying this, because I'm looking at a picture of Bert and Ernie. Which one is the yellow one? Is that Bert?
Bert.
Bert's got a unibrow. Do you know any gay dudes?
Always has had one.
Do you know any gay dudes with a unibrow? Their eyebrows are usually impeccable. Don't make any jokes about Jerry.
I didn't say that. You did.
But seriously, what gay dude do you know that's going to have a unibrow? None. I don't know.
Not all gay people are like pretty boys, right?
No, there's bears. They're called bears. The rough-looking guys.
They're not willing to have a unibrow?
I mean, I don't know. I still feel like that they would be well manicured. Maybe that's just
a fair assumption.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe that's a poor assumption on my part, but I still feel like...
I think it's fair.
Okay. So, I don't know. Let the conspiracy theories
Joel
run wild.
Joel likes to stay quiet in these type of conversations. Yeah, no, I don't know why.
He's worried he's going to say something he'll regret.
No, I'm contemplating, like too, the question, an answer to your question. Like, are there anybody open and outspoken that aren't very, very particular about appearance? And
so Sesame Street, the producers that, let's see, 2011 producers said in a statement that Bert and Ernie were just best friends and do not have a sexual orientation. Sesame Workshop doubled down by saying, as we have always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. Even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation.
How many times do you think that they tried to get the Snuffleupagus to stop by?
I was going
to
say, except when they're banging, and then they're gay dudes. Otherwise, they're just puppets. But when everyone goes home at night, it becomes like...
When does the Snuffleupagus come out and say, I've been propositioned the wrong way too many times from Bert and Ernie? This has got to come out in the
open. You think so? You think one of them's a creeper? So, I mean, Sesame Street's going to deny it. No, 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 no. They're not. But the guy that was responsible for them is saying, yes, they're based off of two gay dudes. They're gay. I don't know who you believe.
I mean, at that time,
I'm gonna believe in the creator of the puppets.
If they're the two guys putting their hand in the puppet, I think, and wow, then I believe.
Is that a euphemism for something?
I believe that you got to isolate them. That.
Yeah. Putting your hand in the puppet—that's a euphemism.
If they created the characters, then you probably got to go with them.
I'm with you. I am with you 1,000% on that. So there's your breaking news.
Okay, there you have it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, other breaking news that's not so breaking is the fact that Sports Map 94.1 is going to join us at the top of the hour. So we got that to look forward to, which is nice. And we've got an hour left of the show, too. So you still have an opportunity to join us. HR and P listener line 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. And by the way, just download the app. Take us everywhere, anywhere, and all the time. We'd appreciate it. ESPN975.com. Check that out as well as the podcasts and the hours that you may have missed. Back with the final hour. It's the usual suspects, ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5.